Well, let's start talking about your music, and we'll bring in a lot of the rest of your personal history and your connection with this music as we go along. Where would you like to start out in this exploration of your Song of the Soul?
Well, I think probably the most autobiographical is Night in Rumpeldarmer. When I met Jan, who was probably one of the central things in my life, it sort of seemed to fit me. You know, it's sort of not exactly, certainly not shiny armor, but a little bit rumpled.
You know, when you talk of songs of, and some of this historical interest that I think you have, one of the groups I think of is Society for Creative Anachronism. Have you been connected with that along the way?
I've had friends who have been part of the SCA, yes. And we're also connected with various reenactor groups, especially groups like the Old Fort Mifflin Historical Society and others. There's something sort of magical about portraying the past, learning from it, but being glad that we have moved on and evolved in some senses. One of my favorite book titles is one by the man who started the Bettman Archives, which was The Good Old Days, They Were Terrible, talking about, you know, how life in the 19th century was not necessarily a Korean Irish print, except for a very, very small and narrow segment of society.
You said, John, that this song, Night in Rumpled Armor, is autobiographical. And one of the things that goes throughout the song is this quest that you're on. You don't know where you're going, but you're traveling on. That's really important. And you're doing this quest for your lady. So is it, that lady is Jan?
Yes. Jan was talking one time and used the phrase, wherever John is home. And I feel very much the same way. Wherever she is home.
And also this idea that you don't know where you're going or that you've got to drive. You said earlier that you didn't know what your profession is or where you're quite headed. Is that part of what you're talking about, or are there other aspects of your life you don't really know where you're headed, although you've got a clear draw to go somewhere?
I have a clear draw, but I'm not certain how it all fits in. Life being so uncertain, none of us being here for a long-term lease, I don't have a clear sense of what my calling is. Lately, I have come to the idea that it has something to do with communication, but it's not clear. It's sort of day by day evolving.
I think it's a good time to listen to Night in Rumpled Armor. This is performed by my guest for today's Song of the Soul. His name is John Hikas, and his wife, Jan, Night in Rumpled Armor.
The knight in rumpled armor came riding over the hill, looking for some dragons to vanquish, slay or kill. Not sure he was going, not sure he had been, he only could be certain he was riding, riding once again.